Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some Ravens news quickly. The Ravens have signed guard Laken Tomlinson, who was just released elsewhere, and they've released themselves Carl Lawson. So that was a moment in time. Anyway, Ravens getting ready for Cincinnati. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow. They've lost two divisional games in a row. Let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline, where Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joins us now. And Cynthia, the Ravens still say they have it all in front of them, and they do. If they were to win out, they'd still win the division. But are you buying this team as capable of that at this point?
Capable, yes. It's going to be a nail biter, though. I mean, I'm kind of shocked at some of the things that I'm seeing, especially this past game. I feel like, you know, there was somebody, I can't remember who was describing it as, like, it feels like the Ravens are playing with their food. They need to just eat it.
Well, when they faced Cynthia, starting quarterbacks who've won playoff games, and I'm excluding Flacco from this because he's a backup who started for a while, because the Browns had no quarterbacks, or at least weren't willing to play the one they had in Sanders. And, you know, he's obviously was holding in there for Burrow. But Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Goff, Stafford, Stroud are 7-0 against these guys. 15 touchdowns, no picks. Just 7 sacks on 269 dropbacks, a QB rating of 110, 260 yards per game, a pressure rate of barely over 25% against that caliber of quarterbacks. I mean, could it be that try hard guys and, you know, pre-snap deception and simulation this and wanna be that might not be good enough with this level of talent on defense to beat those kinds of quarterbacks?
I think it's more accurate to say inconsistency, because I would say sometimes we've seen it look really great. And then other times we haven't seen it look so good. So I don't know if there's one. To me, it's like, well, who? What is the? Tell me the identity of the defense. I'll wait. You know, I don't know. You know, like
collect all the corners and safeties in the world and figure out how to deploy them. Yet they never really get their hands on the football in flight.
Right, right. It's like, well, so yeah. Is that? I don't know. The tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it. Does it make it? It's like that kind of thing. So I don't know what I'm looking at. And I don't know if I've said that about the Ravens defense very often, if ever. So it probably feels and looks a lot different than Ravens fans are used to. If, you know, nationally I can say like, yeah, I'm not really sure what to make of this. So it's more about, I think like they collected a bunch of assets in free agency in the draft. And unfortunately, the world shifted and those assets aren't as valuable at stopping the opposing offenses as they may be forecast to be.
Well, the offense certainly is unrecognizable when compared to 2024, Cynthia. I know Lamar's banged up, and you can say that, but we were talking pick your poison offense. It seemingly every other week you'd have a different guy that's leading them in receiving, where now it's just Zay Flowers and
jump
where
balls.
The hell is the second receiving option, the third receiving option?
On someone else's team? I'm not sure. Like, I'm not sure what to make of that either. Like I said, you know, I think when you deploy your cap in free agency and in the draft, you kind of have to, you know, you either have to keep reconfiguring it like the Eagles do, right? Or you have to be like, this is what it is, and we'll just do injury replacements. So I don't know. Like, to me, the things don't fit together, right? You have very inconsistent pass catching game, and then you don't have pressure on defense. Those things usually kind of help go together, right? Like, if you're good at passing the football, teams will try to pass on you because theoretically you'd be playing with a lead. So the things just don't, they're not congruent pieces, and football is about these like tiny complementary aspects that all work together, and it hasn't been put together consistently in any way where you can say, like, this is the identity, nailed it, this is who they are, and this is what they do best.
Well, along the lines of sort of macro identity from a team building standpoint, so it looks to me at least like they kept Van Noy too long. Like, to expect Derrick Henry to come off a 2,000-yard season and be anything close to what he was a year ago is probably, you know, a little bit foolhardy. One more year with Ronnie Stanley on that ankle has been, you know, problematic. And yet they extend Andrews, and now seemingly maybe likely is going elsewhere. Did the timing and optics of that surprise you?
I feel like we need to know when it was really initiated, because some of these things take a long time to happen. So it's not
Cynthia,
like,
for what it's worth, Andrews was asked about it, and he said it came together in a couple weeks.
Yeah, but like, what does that really mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a couple weeks to him, does that mean like since the summer? You know, because, like, you know, like, I don't, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But is it odd that a team that's seemingly kind of long in the tooth in some key spots would sign the 30-something guy on the sort of relatively on the cheap who hasn't had a playoff moment, and the guy with upside with a month left in the season when everybody knows they've been talking to the 25-year-old kid since January?
Maybe the belief is that they can get both of them, and nailing one contract down affords them an accounting principle with the shared revenue system that lets them put some of the fee in this year and spread it out differently. Mm-hmm. So perhaps it's a strategy in order to get both. It's not an expensive contract.
No. You know,
like, it's not like he's not breaking the bank. So perhaps the timing, like, a lot of times you look at these in-season contracts and you're like, oh, it tends to be pretty team friendly, you know, unless it's a holdover from something weird that happened in the, you know, in the past summer. But, like, you know, it tends to be pretty team friendly. So my belief is they're probably trying to secure both of them, given the timing of it.
Talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on the Fan. One of the things we talked about earlier in the show is Rashad Bateman. And last year it looked like this was his coming out party, and he had 9 touchdowns during the regular season, scored a touchdown in both playoff games. And now it feels like we're back to where he was with Lamar. I remember we had multiple conversations about Bateman before last year where it seemed like they were never on the same page. And then you look at the game against the Steelers, there were a couple times he was wide open, Lamar didn't look at him, and he had the short crosser, which would have gotten at least a first down, possibly a touchdown. He drops it. Is last year going to turn out to be an outlier?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hope not. I think this year's been, look, like there's a lot of things that go into it. What we see with our eyes, you know, is only a fraction of what happens, right? Because when we don't, when we go back and you and I go back and watch the plays, but like, is he doing the other stuff that's being asked of him? Is he selling the routes where he's not the target? Mm-hmm. Is he blocking in the rare cases they're asking him to? Is he running the route that was asked of him? We as outsiders will never know that answer. Right. So, mm-hmm. you know that Zay Flowers improvs a good amount. Yeah. You can watch it. We can see it. So the question is how do we get the chemistry between the two of them to make a lot of sense so the quarterback feels confident in all those situations and then the drops don't feel like a magnifying glass because, you get the one, you're like, oh, you should have caught that one. You had so few targets. But then on other teams, that could be no big deal, right, because they have so many reps together. The time on task really it dictates all of it for me.
Well, let's get into week 15 slate, Cynthia. A lot of really good games. Well, let's get into your Lions coming off a big win against the Cowboys. They're heading to LA to take on the Rams. How do you see that game playing out?
Listen, I think right now I see the line at 5.5. I think they keep it closer, not because I think they're like some awesome team that's going to win. Without Brian Branch, they're just at you're asking guys to be playing now who, Arthur Millette, they just re-signed off. This is it's tough times for the Lions. And, I don't know. I think that it's just now more spread. Last year was all one side of the ball where all the injuries were concentrated. This year it's both. I mean, Sam Laporta's not there. Amon-Ra St. Brown, I know he played and he looked great, but like, you can't tell me that his ankle's just miraculously better. Like, yeah. I don't believe that. I'm not buying that. And you're going up against the likes of like a Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams, who are crushing the world and receptions and touchdown passes and, all of these things. And you're not able to get a pass. You didn't even sack Jordan Love once in two games. Like, I don't know. I think they randomly keep it close with like a Jahmyr Gibbs last ditch effort. Like I wouldn't be betting the Rams on the over on this one or the Rams on the to cover on this one. I think my heart is like, all right, good run, Lions. See you next year.
Woo. The Chargers, man, that was pretty gutsy last night. And I didn't, like, I mean, Herbert.
Do you know what you watched? What game was that?
It's crazy.
What did I even watch?
I know.
I don't know what to make of either team. Because the Eagles had a 68% pressure rate. That defense,
yeah, it's nuts.
You're telling me that is the highest of the entire season. You're telling me a team with a 68% pressure rate doesn't win a game, and then I look at you and I'm like, yeah, because they turned the ball over twice in one play. Yeah. Or, a billion times. I don't know what that was. Slop. That was like, when you go on ChatGPT and it like gives you some hallucinating answer? That was the football version of AI slop.
So I guess it's probably not sustainable for the Chargers. I mean, part of me kind of thought they were already cooked because, like, oh, he's getting hand surgery, and oh, he kind of is their whole offense, and they don't have a deep ball now, and the offensive line is terrible without Alt, and he can only run it so much himself with one hand, and yet we all saw what happened. But like, are they on borrowed time?
I have no idea. I mean, I think that this Chiefs game this week. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are last gasp. The whole thing, like, we could have a playoffs without some really key quarterbacks in this league. Yeah. And I just think this is going to be a tough test because angry Chiefs at home, it's Arrowhead avenging the first loss of the season. Like, I don't know if it's sustainable to have a club hand for your left hand and imagine that this is going to go well. I just don't. I I don't know, maybe I'm, and no shade to Justin Herbert because he is tough as nails. Absolutely. I mean, what a teammate. Who wouldn't want to play with him? But like, you know, like that's not just, I'm just saying like, how on earth can you imagine that that stays like that? We haven't seen it. You know, it's crazy.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You got it. Have a great day.
Thanks. Hey, coming up next, one of those quarterbacks that may not be part of the playoffs this year is Lamar Jackson. And what the heck is going on with Lamar Jackson? We'll get to the bottom of it next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.